Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Do you want the truth?
You can't handle the truth!
You've entered the Robert Saviola Show. Relax, and allow me to lift the veil of this false reality we've been programmed to believe. Dehypnotized, if you will.
Good morning. You're listening to the Robert Saviola Show here at AM 930 WBEN. I want to thank all the listeners that tune in each and every week. I think it's absolutely fabulous. I get tremendous feedback from this show. And, I have more information for you today, okay? I want to go and touch the issue on our Electoral College, why it's there, and why the popular vote for presidency is never a good idea. And this may explain it even more than before, okay? There's 11 states right now that have either passed or have bills pending that they want a popular vote for president. Now remember, to change this, I believe you need 38 states to be able to ratify our Constitution the way it's been put out. If you look at our Constitution, you will see that the word democracy is not mentioned in the Constitution, in the amendments, in the Bill of Rights, or the Declaration of Independence. It's not mentioned one time, not at all, not any times at all. Never see the word. Republic is mentioned often. The reason for this is our founding fathers knew that democracies are failed systems and always end up in tyranny. They knew it. Because they're brilliant. So Hillary Clinton blamed the Electoral College for her stunning defeat in the 2016 presidential election in her latest memoirs, What Happened? You know, she's still talking about it. Now, some have claimed that the Electoral College is one of the most dangerous institutions in American politics. Why? They say the Electoral College system, as opposed to a simple majority vote, distorts the one-person, one-vote principle of democracy because electoral votes are not distributed according to population. To back up their claim, they point out that the Electoral College gives, for example, Wyoming citizens disproportionate weight in a presidential election. Now, this is not true, but this is what their reasoning is. Put another way, Wyoming, a state with a population of about 600,000, has one member in the House of Representatives and two members in the U.S. Senate, which gives the citizens of Wyoming three electoral votes, or one electoral vote per 200,000 people. California, our most populous state, has more than 39 million people and 55 electoral votes, or approximately one vote per 715,000 people. So they're saying that it's disproportionate because Wyoming gets a vote for every 200,000 while California gets a vote for every 715,000. Comparatively, individuals in Wyoming have nearly four times the power in the Electoral College as Californians. Many people whine that using the Electoral College instead of the popular vote and majority rule is undemocratic. I'd say that they are absolutely right. Not deciding who will be the president by majority rules is not a democracy. Get that? Not deciding who will be the president by majority rule is not a democracy. Like I said, they knew what they were doing. The founding fathers went to great lengths to ensure that we were a republic and not a democracy. In fact, the word democracy does not appear in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, or any other of our founding documents. How about a few quotations expressed by the founders about democracy? In Federalist Paper number 10, James Madison wanted to prevent rule by majority faction, saying, "Measures are too often decided, not according to the rules of justice and the rights of the minority party, but by the superior force of an interested and overbearing majority." John Adams warned in a letter, "Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There was never a democracy yet that did not commit suicide." Edmund Randolph said that in tracing these evils to their origin, every man had found it at the turbulence and follies of democracy. Then Chief Justice John Marshall observed, "Between a balanced republic and a democracy, the difference is like that between order and chaos." The founders expressed contempt for the tyranny of majority rule, and throughout our Constitution, they placed impediments to that tyranny. Two houses of Congress pose one obstacle to majority rule. That is, 51 senators can block the wishes of 435 representatives and 49 senators. The president can veto the wishes of 535 members of Congress. It takes two-thirds of both houses of Congress to override a presidential veto. To change the Constitution requires not a majority, but a two-thirds vote of both houses, and if an amendment is approved, it requires ratification by three-fourths of state legislatures. Finally, the Electoral College is yet another measure that thwarts majority rule. It makes sure that the highly populated states, today mainly 12 on the East and West Coasts, cannot run roughshod over the rest of the nation. That forces a presidential candidate to take into consideration the wishes of the other 38 states. Those Americans obsessed with rule by popular majorities might want to get rid of the Senate, where states, regardless of population, have two senators. Should we change representation in the House of Representatives to a system of proportional representation and eliminate the guarantee that each state gets at least one representative? Currently, seven states with populations of 1 million or fewer have one representative, thus giving them disproportionate influence in Congress. While we're at it, should we make all congressional acts by majority rule? When we're finished with establishing majority rule in Congress, should we then move to change our court system, which requires unanimity in jury decisions, to a simple majority rule? My question is it ignorance of or contempt for our Constitution that fuels the movement to abolish Electoral College? Now, I want you to think of that. Would you like to go to court and just have a simple majority rule whether or not you live or die or go to jail or are free? Would you like that? Because if you want majority rule, that's what it is. Would you like the fact that you just need majority rule to pass something? Think about it. In the Senate, if you want to pass something, you need 60% of the vote, not 51, 60, in order to change certain things. And I want you to think of something else, too. How about California with its 55 electoral college votes? They say if you took out all the illegal votes that are put in, the fraudulent votes, that instead of 55 electoral college votes, they'd have 46 electoral college votes. You want majority rule there too? Do you understand that our founding fathers were brilliant? And these people today that think it's so simple to just do majority rule don't realize what the consequences to their actions will be. And it would be great. We got a system in the United States that's fantastic. If it wasn't for the system, we'd already be in the throes of demise right now, to the point we couldn't come back from it. The corruption in our country is so great. They get away with so much. They violate so many rules. But yet, we still have a semblance of order because of how things are laid out. If they weren't laid out that way, right now,
We could be no better off than when China murdered millions or Russia murdered millions or all these other countries that murder their own people. We still have these things going on here, but they're under control a bit. Now, if you're one of the people that are feeling the brunt of it or a brunt of it, well, there's nothing, you know, we can say that would make you feel any better because it happened to you. But our country is still savable. It may not look it, but it still is. The sad part about this is there's so many ignorant people that have been swayed by sheer nonsense. They look at their professors. They look at people that just want an agenda met. You see, when they say they want majority rule, it's not for fairness. It's for unfairness. Because when you're a democracy, you have sovereign rights that a majority can't take away from you. But if you're a democracy, those sovereign rights are gone. A majority can vote you out of existence. I mean, if there were more young people than old people, which they're not, there's more older people than young people, but let's say there was more young people than older people, they could vote you into euthanasia, which Obama tried with Obamacare by not giving treatment to people of a certain age, saying it would cost too much to save their lives, which is totally ridiculous. But the point I'm making here is a sound point. Our founding fathers did things so perfectly, it does not need to be touched. This was well thought out by a people, by a group of people, men, that decided what would be best for their nation without trying to hurt it at all. Not like today where special interest groups want to control everything.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
Hi, I'm Teresa Seval from West Seneca. I tried everything to quit smoking. Nothing worked until I went to Buffalo Hypnosis. I quit smoking right after the first session. It worked immediately, and I did not gain any weight.
People come to us at Buffalo Hypnosis after they've tried the pills and the patches. They're ready and realize that until their mindset changes, they won't see lasting results.
Danielle Collado, consulting hypnotist at Buffalo Hypnosis.
It's the subconscious mind that controls our habits, cravings, and emotions. The brain is everything. It is mind over matter, and our proven programs put you in full control. It's not what you see on TV. It's modern hypnosis based on science, linguistics, and relaxation. And the results are fantastic for anyone trying to quit smoking, lose weight, handle stress, or conquer fear.
To see if hypnosis is right for you, call 874-9050, 874-9050.
I highly suggest Buffalo Hypnosis. It's the only thing that works.
Call 874-9050, Buffalo Hypnosis. Believing is seeing.
News Radio 930 AM, WBEN.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Robert Saviola Show here on AM 930 WBEN. I want to talk now about the $15 minimum wage. Now, there's things you need to know about this. If I'm against the $15 minimum wage, and I'll tell you why in a second, but if you look back at the early 70s, where the minimum wage was around $2 an hour, we're talking almost 50 years ago, 45, 46 years ago, $2 an hour. Right now, we're around $9 an hour, 4.5 times. If you were to take the purchasing power of what $2 could give you in the early 70s as to now, you would find that that $2 would give you around $15 in purchasing power now. So having a $15 an hour minimum wage would be feasible if you look at this. However, what we're not seeing is the cost to do business. Back in the 1970s, the cost to do business was way less. Government interference was hardly there at all. It was there a little bit, but you could do so much without these regulations, rules, things that would cost you a fortune to operate a business. It was so far less. So here's how we got one pulled over our eyes, the wool pulled over our eyes now. If you raise the rates to $15 an hour, what inevitably happens? We all know what happens. Businesses cannot afford to stay in business. They go out of business and they shut their doors because they can't make it work. At the end of the day, even if they raise their prices, they end up going out of business. If you're taking in $1,000 a week, but you're paying out $1,010 a week or $1,100 a week, every week you work your butt off to keep that business open, you lose more money. So it has to close. So what's happening with the $15 an hour minimum wage? We're seeing businesses close left and right. We're seeing people's hours being cut way down. We're seeing prices go up for the average consumer, which is barely making it now. So they stop going out to eat, or they stop going to these restaurants or doing what they needed to do. People start doing things for themselves because they have to cut corners. They have no choice. It's simple math. That's all it is, simple math. If Johnny has three apples and the government takes away all three apples, Johnny's left with nothing. If Johnny has three apples and the government demands four apples and Johnny gives him the three, he's got to go find the apple to give to the government, or they're going to lock him up. Because this is not a free country at all. This is a country where everything is done by force. The smallest little things. If you jaywalk and a police officer wants to get a hold of you and fine you for jaywalking, if you do not comply, you will be forced to comply. And if you continue to fight, you could end up dead in the scuffle. That's just how our country is right now. Everything holds the same weight. Whether it's jaywalking or murder, it holds the same weight. I know it sounds ridiculous what I'm saying, but it's really not if you think it through. It's really not. So mind you, with the $15 an hour wage, who benefits from this? Think about it. One entity benefits only. That's the government. And here's why. If you're making, say, $10 an hour, the government can only tax you on the $10 an hour. If you're making $15 an hour, the government grabs more money. So the business owner has to pay you $15, and then you have to pay the government, and the business owner with payroll taxes has to pay the government more too. So the government gets rich or richer. Just because they waste the money doesn't mean they're not rich with it. Meanwhile, the worker loses his job, loses his hours, ends up with less because now they don't qualify for social assistance programs. They lose the child tax credit. They'll lose, you know, food stamps, whatever they had. They're off of it now. So even if you get an extra $5 an hour, at the end of the year, you don't really make anything more because you've lost so much more in many instances. However, the government still makes more. And who's the person or entity that ultimately pays for this? The business who employs you. And they can't do it. They don't have it. So many businesses now run on such a low profit margin that any little thing is the straw that breaks the camel's back. Now, I'm going to give you a little example. Say you want to open up a restaurant, say a pizzeria. And now, you know, you used to just have to have a hood. You were fine. As long as the heat went out, you were fine. Then you have to have cold air return or return air, right? Now they're making you heat the return air. So the oven throws out heat as it is, but now they're making you heat the return air. We're talking dollars upon dollars upon dollars upon dollars. If you want to open up, it's going to cost you more. Every time money exchanges hands, there's taxes taken out. It doesn't matter. That same dollar is taxed so many times. Do you know $1 is taxed far more than $1 in its life as it passes hands? When they say the money is worthless, you better believe it's worthless. It's not worth anything. It's a Ponzi scheme. The whole thing has been from the beginning. Now you tell me, and this is how bad it is with our government and everything. All these Democrats want to go after Trump for his taxes. I want to see his tax returns. Every one of these Democrats, millionaires on $170,000 a year salary. How'd it happen? Corruption, that's what happens. When they come out with a program that's supposed to help you, like the $15 an hour, it's not there to help you. It's there to help themselves. Again, every program that the government comes up with is there to benefit itself and nobody else. They don't care about you. Don't fall for it. Don't think that they care at all, because they don't. What they care about is what you have in your pocket, what you have in your wallet, what you have in your bank account. Because the greed is so deep and runs so rampant that in the long run, it's like you're being in a poker game with a huge rake where at the end, just the house has the money and everybody sitting around the table is broke. Doesn't matter how much you win, how much you lose, they're going to get it all. And most people don't understand how this works. If every week you got paid your pay from your work and you got the whole pay, and then they said, okay, you got to give us back this and give us back this and give us back this, you know how long it would be before you throw your hands in the air and says, no, I'm not doing it, and there'd be an uprising? But they take it out before you see it. That's what happens. It's not going to get any better until something's done about this, and it's never going to get done because nobody can stand up against these people. One person isn't going to do it alone. They can't. They're fighting to keep their head above water and keep their mortgage paid on the house that they don't own. What do you truly own, and where can you go to actually own anything? I think Costa Rica. No, the Cayman Islands. I think it's Cayman Islands. Maybe Costa Rica too. No property tax. None. You buy a piece of land, it's yours for life. But no matter where you go, there's only like 3 or 4 countries or 5 countries in the whole world that there's no property tax. The government is into your hands. I want you to understand something here. You got a place called Earth. God made Earth, put us on Earth. We all have ownership of the Earth. We all have rights to be here. We have rights to live. We have rights to do all these different things. And yet, small groups of people have bonded together. And they form what's known as government. And as soon as they have the government, they take away everything that was God given to you. They put a border up all this land. Say, okay, now it's the government's land. It's not yours. We're going to let you have a little piece of it. They take away your rights, and then they sell them back to you. For instance, you want to travel? You want to own a car? Tell you what. I know God gave you the right to travel and own a car if you want one. But we're not going to allow you to do it unless you pay us so much money and we'll give you a little piece of paper to carry around with you that says you can do it. That's what it basically is. We're going to take it away from you. You don't have any rights. We're taking it away. However, if you pay us and you're nice and you do just what we say, we'll give you a little piece of paper, a little card that says you have permission to do what was God given yours to begin with. Same with defending yourself with the Second Amendment. Same with driving. Same with owning your property. Everything. It's not yours. It's not ours. We own nothing. We don't even own our kids. As soon as we register them at birth, they become property of the state. They allow us to. Here's what they own our kids, but we get to feed them, clothe them, give them a roof over their head, and we better do it right. Because if we don't, they're going to come and punish us. And if they have to take those kids away and give them to somebody else to raise, they're going to be upset. Do you understand? Do you see yet? Because 100 years ago, you could raise your family the way you wanted to and the government stayed out of it. Wasn't their business. But that's all changed now. Nothing we have. Everything has been stripped from us. Every thought that you have in your head has been placed there by some media corporation or some fake news outlet. It's all a scam. It's all a hoax.
WBEN 930 AM. As Buffalo as an ice scraper.
I'm Dave from Chictawaga, and I went to Buffalo Hypnosis 2.5 years ago and for quitting smoking, and I've been smoke-free ever since. I was nervous about going in. I was very skeptical. Put it aside because I truly wanted to quit smoking, and the results were outstanding.
Our proven quit smoking program is very popular. It's the fastest process we offer. 1 week and you're done. We guarantee if you ever want a cigarette again, you can come back for free.
Danielle Collado, certified master hypnotist at Buffalo Hypnosis.
If you want lasting results, your mindset has to change. At Buffalo Hypnosis, our proven programs are based on science, linguistics, and relaxation. You are in full control. The results are fantastic for anyone trying to quit smoking, lose weight, handle stress, or conquer fear.
To see if hypnosis is right for you, call 874-9050.
Hi, I'm Teresa Seval from West Seneca. I highly suggest Buffalo Hypnosis. It's the only thing that works.
Call 874-9050. Buffalo Hypnosis. Believing is seeing.
News Radio 930 AM, WBEN.
Welcome back. Still listening to the Robert Saviola Show here on AM 930 WBEN. Now for some positive, uplifting news that nobody can take away. It's our time to do some investigation into the Lord, Jesus Christ. You see, even though a man can do all these things against us, just pray to the Lord. And you know what? If you pray, if you worry, there's no need to pray. But if you pray, there's no need to worry. Do you understand? Because if you're worrying, there's no point to it.
Not 1 minute will be added to your life if you worry. Not at all. But if you turn it over to God and you're sincere, it's amazing how God can handle it all. So for today, January 9th, for Jesus Calling. I'm sorry, not January 9th, March 9th. I'll be okay. I lost 2 months. Rest in my radiant presence. The world around you seems to spin faster and faster till everything is a blur. Yet there is a cushion of calm at the center of your life, where you live in union with me. Return to the soothing center as often as you can, for this is where you are energized, filled with my love, joy, and peace. The world is a needy place. Do not go there for sustenance. Instead, come to me. Learn to depend on me alone, and your weakness will become saturated with my power. When you find your completeness in me, you can help other people without using them to meet your own needs. Live in the light of my presence, and your light will shine brightly into the lives of others. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. That's Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. And that's Jesus Calling. So now, let's go to Starting Your Day Right with Joyce Myers. And we're going to do today, March 9th. Increase your days. Behold, the Lord's eye is upon those who fear him, who revere and worship him with awe, who wait for him in hope and his mercy and loving kindness, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. Psalm chapter 33, verses 18 through 19. When I talk about seeking God early, many people think they will have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not trying to tell you how to do it. I'm not even suggesting that you pray for an hour. I am just saying that some way, somehow, if you want to start your whole day right, you must find time to seek God's wisdom in the morning. Time with God adds years to your life. God is eager to give us insight and understanding. His word says, for by me, wisdom of God, your days shall be multiplied, and the years of your life shall be increased. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. Always great to seek God in the morning. I do it every morning. And I also seek God in the evening before bed. During the day, this week's been a little bit of a rough week. But be glad and joyful in all your circumstances, whether they're truly happy ones or if they're ones that are trying, if they're ones that aren't going your way. Still be joyous because there's a lesson in everything, and God's will is being done. If everything went wonderful in our lives, then how could we appreciate this wonder? How could we appreciate anything if we never had to see what it was like on the other side? If we never had to grow mature, and learn from our tough times in life. It's all important. We're coming up now in mid-March soon. It would seem like Christmas yesterday. Before you know it, the 4th of July celebrations will be out, and then there'll be kids will be going back to school. The leaves will be changing. People will be getting ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. Our lives go by so fast, we don't even realize it. So let's be appreciative of everything we have now and forever. Amen.
Hi, I'm Teresa Seabell from West Seneca. I tried everything to quit smoking. Nothing worked until I went to Buffalo Hypnosis. I quit smoking right after the first session. It worked immediately, and I did not gain any weight.
People come to us at Buffalo Hypnosis after they've tried the pills and the patches. They're ready. and realize that until their mindset changes, they won't see lasting results.
Danielle Collado, consulting hypnotist at Buffalo Hypnosis.
It's the subconscious mind that controls our habits, cravings, and emotions. The brain is everything. It is mind over matter, and our proven programs put you in full control. It's not what you see on TV. It's modern hypnosis based on science, linguistics, and relaxation. And the results are fantastic for anyone trying to quit smoking, lose weight, handle stress, or conquer fear.
To see if hypnosis is right for you, call 874-9050, 874-9050.
I highly suggest Buffalo Hypnosis. It's the only thing that works.
Call 874-9050, Buffalo Hypnosis. Believing is seeing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.